Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
I would argue that Brian Wilson more important to rock and roll than the Beatles ever were.
Well, the Beatles. Wow. The Beatles.
Yes, they heard Pet Sounds and,
so highly
and they were like, we need to do that. Whatever they're doing, we want to do that.
A Pet Beach Sounds Boy over the Beatles.
Brian Wilson was more important to rock and roll, to music, than the Beatles ever were. Yes.
Wow.
Changed my mind.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's your wheelhouse. I'll leave that to you and Phil.
All right. All right. I spilled my bucket at 6:06. I'm turning my mic off.
Good night, everybody.
All right, let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:06, the great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning. This Thursday morning, June the 12th, we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic this morning. Might want to stay in your kitchen. Watch Kale and Company here on YouTube if you're watching us, because the heat and humidity are on. We're going to exceed 90 degrees today, so we'll talk about it moving forward. Still in the high 60s, 68 degrees this morning. So let's get to it. Yesterday morning on Kale and Company, I told you of the story, led with the story of an Amber Alert. A three-year-old little girl, sweet little girl, her picture plastered everywhere on social media. Her name, Nola Dinkins. And the report was that they issued this Amber Alert after mom had said that she had pulled over because her three-year-old was in the back seat, was upset, and a white man confronted her with a gun, abducted her daughter, little Nola, and then, you know, took her, rushed away in a vehicle driven by a white woman. This, an African-American mom speaking about her beautiful three-year-old little daughter, Nola. Well, that story fell apart, according to authorities. The Amber Alert called off mid-morning yesterday, and 31-year-old Darian Randall, the mother of Nola Dinkins, who told that story, now facing murder charges of her daughter, Nola Dinkins.
Wait.
Just a tragic story.
Wait, so this mom allegedly murders her three-year-old and tries to basically pull a race hoax with an abduction?
That's the allegation.
Oh, my God. What a scumbag. Ugh. Really? We got a UC Smollett in town?
So she is facing first and second degree murder charges, first degree child abuse resulting in the death of a child under the age of 13, other related charges. She's actually a Maryland mother. So this came out of, she said the abduction happened in Delaware. And so she's charged initially with filing a false police report in Delaware. And that's how eventually then she's facing these extradition charges back home to Maryland.
What was the description she had was like a bald white guy with peach fuzz or something like that?
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, man.
Abducted.
Wow. We have Steve Keeley does great work. And he put a video out from, I believe this is, I'm not actually sure who this is. Roll this. Do you know who this is, Dawn?
I think we're good.
Okay. Elena Russo, E-L-E-N-A.
She's Elena Russo.
R-U-S-S-O.
Thank you.
Spokesperson for the Maryland State Police.
Thank you.
At this time, the Maryland State Police have arrested two individuals connected to the disappearance of the three-year-old who was the subject of an Amber Alert in Delaware last night. They are identified as Darian Randall, 31, and Cedric Antoine Britton, 44, both of Northeast Maryland. Randall is charged with first and second degree murder, first degree of child abuse resulting in death of a minor under 13, and other related criminal charges. Randall's currently in police custody at the Newcastle County Division of Police awaiting extradition to Maryland. Britton is charged with accessory to first and second degree murder after the fact, failure to report child death, and other related criminal charges. Britton is in police custody and is awaiting transport to the Cecil County District Court for his initial appearance. Yesterday evening, after the Amber Alert was issued for a three-year-old Nola Dinkins through Newcastle County Division of Police, after the mother reported her kidnapped in Newark, Delaware. An intensive investigation was immediately initiated. Maryland State Police from the Northeast Barrack, as well as our Criminal Enforcement Division, Northern Region, assisted in this investigation with the information that the three-year-old lived in Cecil County with her mother. Information gleaned throughout the investigation revealed that the initial report provided by Randall was false and that Amber Alert was subsequently canceled.
Wow.
Information that was gleaned through the investigation of the Maryland State Police Homicide Unit led to human remains found in a vacant lot today at 1:45 p.m.
Oh my God.
Firing squad.
In the Northeast region of Cecil County. Maryland State Police Homicide Unit is continuing this investigation and is leading it with the help of our federal partners, the FBI, as well as our police partners in Delaware.
Good Lord. Isn't this is very reminiscent of the
Susan Smith
Susan Smith case, yeah, where mm-hmm. she blamed
white woman who blamed a black man,
two black guys, yes,
and then it turned out, well, Susan Smith in that case had drowned her children.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but, my Lord.
And moving forward, can we do press conferences in a conference room instead of having big rigs driving by the whole time? Good God.
But thank you to Steve Keeley for that. Yeah. That's a great work.
Ms. Yep. Russo. Yeah. Doesn't Ms. Russo look like the woman?
She looks like Heather Locklear.
She looks like Heather Locklear, beautiful woman, but she also looks like that woman that Elon was kind of eyeing up.
Yes.
During the State of the Union address.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah. And when I say Heather Locklear, I mean 1992 Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
I don't even know what 2025 Heather Locklear looks like.
It's a train wreck.
So I wonder where the media will bury the race hoax angle to this stories.
They're not bringing it up, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yep. Oh, my Lord.
That's just a horrifying. So the boyfriend, the 44-year-old boyfriend, is being charged with an accessory. In other words, that after the fact, failure to report a child death, that those are the charges that he's facing, a cover-up.
So the person they blamed on this was white. Are either of them white?
They're African-American individuals.
Both of them are.
Both are.
Okay.
And little Nola, African-American.
Interesting.
Sweet little girl.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It's only on this show.
It's tragic.
The station that you'll hear these details or videos. Like, oh, you know, tragic story.
Yeah, they're right. Real sissyfoot around the specifics.
Yep.
So the body remains. I'm assuming then that this poor kid was probably gone for a long time. They only found bones?
Not bones.
Oh, okay.
No, her body was found, yesterday afternoon, as Ms. Russo said. That was in a vacant lot.
Okay.
But they knew yesterday, you know, when I saw you, there were just some details in it that even when I saw it in the morning, I was like, you know, we all kind of sniffed that one. It's like,
because people are like, you didn't see this coming? Yes, I did see this coming.
No,
we
saw it.
But
we're not
going to
say it.
No, of course not.
And neither the police did the right thing.
Yes.
This is a horrifying thought. And there, either way, we all look at it, the child was missing.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you suspect there's something else going on, where's the child?
Yep.
So apparently during questioning, finally, the story is here that reportedly the mom finally admitted to the authorities. So the FBI was called in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a kidnapping.
Sure.
So, kudos to law enforcement. They were professional and they persevered. By the way, you had mentioned as far as the condition of the body found in the park, Nick, and that's a great question because they're awaiting the positive identification, the autopsy results. They're waiting from the chief medical examiner because they want to know, they want to get the positive ID as well. They want to know the cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
And so find out how little Nola was murdered. We have community members in Norristown. This is Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. And they had a meeting last night gathering so that loved ones could speak out about their loved ones who are being detained by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. Now, in this meeting where they had people there, they know that there are more than two dozen people in the Norristown in ICE custody in Norristown. And they're speaking out saying, well, yes, my loved one is an undocumented, like illegal immigrant who's here.
Mm-hmm.
They're acknowledging that, but they feel that the reason that they're speaking out about this, they're saying that their loved ones were arrested, but they weren't the target. In other words, they were sort of collateral damage once they were going after somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you stumble into it. You stumble into people that shouldn't be here by mistake, right? I mean, it all starts. This is such a stupid conversation as far as this whole illegal alien stuff. Your argument for those defending these individuals ends with the word illegal, right? Like, as soon as you enter a place you're not supposed to be, your case has just gone, sorry. I don't even want to hear these people anymore. Oh, my loved ones. Yeah. Well, you know what? They should have thought about that before they came here illegally. Go pound sand. Tired of these people. Tired of this subject.
So that meeting was yesterday, and they were speaking out in the media, I guess, to make an appeal, because they're saying these individuals have never done anything criminal. They're from Mexico. They're working here. And my question, of course, is, will they track where they were working? Because we've talked about that.
Yeah, but well, that's just the argument, though. They have done something illegal. They came here illegally. They didn't commit a crime. Yeah they committed a crime the moment they crossed over from the southern border into Texas or wherever they came from.
Coming up at 7:45 on the Cutchy, we have a story from, I think, South Florida, where a roofing company, like a roofer, the owner voted for Trump, and like six or seven of his employees have been detained and are being sent back. You know what I mean? So like, but here's my question: will that owner be charged for this?
Should failure to vet, or you flat out ignored it and you didn't care?
Because I have friends, I have neighbors who do, who are roofers and all that stuff, and they, they charge a higher price because they're union, mm-hmm. and everything like that. But they're all,
and they do background checks.
Yes, 100%. And these fly by night companies come in where they pay, somebody right off the boat $100.
Yep.
And, they can say, yeah, we'll do that for half the price.
Sure.
Because it's costing them half the price.
Yeah, the owners have a better profit margin then.
Yeah.
Of course.
And non-vetted. So you don't know if that person went through a pedophile check.
Correct.
I'm just saying.
Correct.
You know it's going to go there.
You don't know if they're gang members. You don't know if they're MS-13.
Pedophiles.
You don't know if they were let out of an insane asylum. Seriously. You have no idea.
Well, we have a video, again, coming up on the Cutchy, where ICE agents detained somebody that they just let out of jail, and he was a child sex predator.
Mm-hmm.
what I mean?
I told you the story in the summer of 2020 during the pandemic. I had to get a landscaping job. I was the only white guy there. I was the only guy who spoke English. Good chance. Some people, undocumented. Illegal. Very good chance.
Yeah.
There's movement going on with personnel, non-essential personnel who are U.S. citizens are being told to leave the area, as far as Israel is now considering taking military action, reportedly, against Iran, most likely, they're saying, without U.S. support in the coming days. And so this, as President Donald J. Trump is in advanced discussions with Tehran about a diplomatic deal to curtail its nuclear program. And so this news is swirling this morning as Israel has become more serious about a unilateral strike on Iran as those talks appear closer.
Doesn't this kind of feel like America is kind of pushing the button here, so to speak? My theory on this last night, when Trump was saying that Iran cannot have nuclear weapons, which I agree with, they cannot have nuclear weapons. This feels like, hey, America is helping Israel in the battle against Hamas. Now you scratch our back, let Israel attack Iran so that we are not blamed for doing that, which I think would be a bad idea, just me personally speaking.
So we're watching this. It's developing. So we also have curfews in place for a second night in Los Angeles. All seems quiet after nearly a week. I mean, it was, tomorrow is one week of unrest in the city of Los Angeles, and then across the country, U.S. immigration, quote-unquote, raids, even though I'll push back on the word raids, because from what I've been told, these are targeted, with a lot of intelligence, arrests that have been happening across the country.
Can I go back to that Iran thing for 1 second? Trump was asked about that by a reporter at the Kennedy Center last night. We have the video. Roll this.
Can you provide an update on Iran? We're hearing reports that U.S. personnel are being moved out of the region within striking distance.
Well, they are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place, and we'll see what happens. But they are being, we've given notice to move out, and we'll see what happens.
Is there anything that can be done to dial the temperature down in the region?
They can't have a nuclear weapon. Very simply. They can't have a nuclear weapon. We're not going to allow that.
Yep. Cannot give them people new...
I'm telling you guys, it scares the hell out of me.
I agree.
The Israel-Iran thing is we do not want to get involved in this. And unfortunately, we're going to be. Because of our close association with Israel.
Yep.
And Netanyahu, there was supposed to be an election. I think they've put off the election because of all this tension.
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard put out a video. I had it on the country yesterday. I didn't play it. Maybe I'll play it today. About how close we are to nuclear war and how, you know, she just visited Hiroshima and how they're still feeling the effects of that, you know, when we dropped the bomb there in the 40s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not, you know, there's no coming back from this. No.
Might want to build that Golden Dome before we go here.
Between the Middle East and L.A., I mean, I just want to get back to Pride Month.
Well, Juneteenth is Saturday.
Thank God. Can't wait.
So we have that going on. Just those numbers with how many arrests. So 400 people arrested in Los Angeles. So once they set the curfew, then they could arrest people who were just violating the curfew. And that pretty much, it sounds like, shut things down. 330 undocumented migrants, 157 people arrested for assault, obstruction, one for attempted murder of a police officer. Those are some of your stats.
But it's mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful. So there it
God,
is.
I hate these people. I hate them. I hate the politicians that you know, justify this crap.
Yeah, I hate all their little cliches
and
phrases.
Oh, God, Maxine Waters, with their bad wig.
4,000 National Guard troops, 700 Marines deployed to help quell that unrest. And we've seen it across the country, but worse, obviously, in Los Angeles. So what's going on as far as this King's, no King's protests? So we all got the, you know, the media sheet on that one. So we'll talk about that one moving forward. As, of course, President Donald Trump's administration set to hold the parade, the military parade in Washington, D.C. for the Army's 250th anniversary, which, yes, does coincide with the president's birthday. But the No Kings protests are set to take place to counter what organizers say are President Trump's plans to, quote, I'm quoting here, feed his ego on what is his 79th birthday and Flag Day. So that's how this is being, how organizers of these No King's Day protests, including here. By the way, it's orchestrated by a group called 50501 Movement, which is a national movement, they say, made up of everyday Americans who stand for democracy and against authoritarian actions of Trump. And so they are planning these across the country. They're based in Washington, D.C., and so we'll look, you know, to who funds them. And then, of course, because of that Supreme Court decision that came down, what, a year ago, if there is, God forbid, any violence, this 50501 movement or anybody that's part of it can be civilly sued, for example, by a law enforcement officer who's injured. So that we have that going on. So we're watching it very carefully, and it coincides here in Philadelphia with Juneteenth Day here in Philadelphia. So that's, you know, two conflicting groups in Philadelphia. And, of course, you just saw President Trump, First Lady Melania, attended the Les Mis premiere as there were boos, there were cheers.
Waste of time. God. Les Mis.
What?
You think you fell asleep?
I would have.
Oh, God.
I can't do those things.
Hideous.
Not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And as Greg Stocker said, it's a sad day. Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson has, we got word yesterday, died at the age of 82 years young.
Yep.
So we have that. So we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic, proudly American-made, family-owned, tariff-proof. So your dream kitchen won't get hit with hidden costs. 24 months, same as cash financing, ends at the end of this month. Do this in June. Find the magic at kitchenmagic.com. Kitchen Magic, thank you for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live. Nick, though, it's going to be a steamy day before the cool down for Father's Day.
That is correct. On 71 currently in the city, going up to 92 today. It's going to be another hot one tomorrow, and then we hit the mid to high 70s on the weekend with some showers for your Father's Day weekend. It's all brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. Thursday Big Take is on the way on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Families Behind the Badge, because we all love our first responders, and we would hope that you'll join us again in supporting the 38th annual Bend to the Shore Bike Tour. It's coming up on Sunday, July 20th. Tons of options for you. You can ride 65 miles. You could do just the 30 spot, or even 10 miles. The closing stretch, if you will, on the route from Philly to Atlantic City, and be a part of the family-friendly celebration at the Showboat Hotel. You can even register to ride with me and Team 1210. I'll be back as your captain this year. And by the way, quick update on that. We just received another $25 on behalf of Michelle Spack, and we are now up to almost $3,000, or 20% of our $15,000 goal. So let's try to get there. Let's crank it up. Visit bend2shore.org. When you sign up with the code NICK1210, they'll take $25 off your registration fee. That's bend2shore.org. Promo code NICK1210.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning, cut sheet coming up at 7:45. Handful of interesting stories. We've had a lot of heavy discussion the last week or so with the LA riots. We'll get through the big news of the day, and then we'll have some fun coming up in the second hour. But first, let's get to a Thursday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company,
which is brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. The Big Take: the vibe is real and the shift has happened. No matter which way you slice it and dice it, Donald Trump is winning. The Democrats and their media cohorts are losing. The economy, polling, and policy advantage Trump. Results advantage Trump. Ratings and favorability of the left and legacy media plummeting. One side is delivering on a mandate on behalf of the American people, and the other side is resisting what Americans want and trying to paint a portrait that doesn't exist. Let's start with the economy, then we'll get to the latest with the LA riots, followed by the cultural shift in the United States. Great news for the Trump economy, so good that CNN and CNBC were forced to tell the truth. It began Wednesday, late in Kale and Company, as Donald Trump and China have agreed to tariff terms. The United States will tariff China at 55%. China will tariff America at 10%. The big shoe to drop in tariff wars appears to be a formality at this point. And once agreed upon officially, the rest of the world will fall in line. India, Vietnam, Japan, Mexico, and others. And when it comes to America's economy right now, more good news for the Trump administration. And once again, the media, the Democrats, and the so-called experts, yeah, they were wrong. How did CNN report it yesterday? Listen and watch.
Well, John, look, we got another month of positive inflation news. Despite these historic tariffs, the latest numbers do show that inflation remained relatively tame in May. So the big number is the annual rate that came in at 2.4%. That is a slight acceleration from 2.3% in April, but this was better than expected. Month over month, prices were up by just 0.1%. Again, that's better than expected, and that's actually a deceleration from what we saw in April.
I'm starting to love hearing, quote, better than expected from all of these individuals, even more than things like mostly peaceful. CNBC, how were they presenting the information? Listen and watch this.
There's no way to look at these numbers and say they're not welcome news. I mean, a downside surprise to core. Core goods is where people were looking for potentially tariff effects and maybe except for isolated areas that Steve mentioned. You're not quite getting that. So I think it's all net.
The media forced to eat a healthy, hearty helping of crow. Now 47 needs to go for the economic kill shot, so to speak, the one big beautiful bill, as well as codifying all of those cuts. You know what I'm not a fan of? Howard Lutnick. But I am a fan of Scott Bessent. How does this sound for all of us living, perhaps paycheck to paycheck? Listen and watch this.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or as I will call it today, OBBB, the One Big Beautiful Bill will make the 2017 tax cuts permanent. This will provide individuals and businesses with certainty and build economic momentum. The legislation is squarely aimed at boosting the working and middle class and reinvigorating American manufacturing. According to the Council of Economic Advisers, the One Big Beautiful Bill will raise take-home pay between $7,800 and $13,300 for the average family of four. It will increase wages between $6,100 to $11,600 for the average worker, and it will cement no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and tax cuts for seniors.
All of the tariff panickins out there weeks and weeks ago with their mass hysteria have once again gotten it wrong. We already know that Trump has gotten it right with the border, illegal immigration, and deportations. The Democrats, at this point, they're left with nothing, literally nothing. Latest polling from Quinnipiac, just conducted between June 5th through June 9th, has the Democrats with a 21% favorability rating. Perhaps congressional leaders like Ms. Sanchez can boost the Dems' abysmal approval ratings. Listen and watch this.
In fact, we've already seen that prices are rising on many everyday goods.
Congresswoman,
please
today,
don't interrupt
today
me. The time is mine. Please don't interrupt me. I will ask you questions and I will grant you an opportunity to answer them, but please don't interrupt me during my time.
With pleasure.
Okay, I know I'm a woman, but please try to limit yourself to answering my questions. No, I'm sorry, but we get talked over all the time, and I don't want that to happen at this hearing.
Nobody in that room wanted to hear that. On second thought, probably not. Ms. Sanchez is not going to help. But what Dum Dum fails to realize is that when wage growth outpaces inflation, Americans are happy, and the economy is doing good. Wages exceeding inflation is a net positive for cash in your pocket, something that did not happen in the Biden administration. This is just another reason why MAGA is on the rise at the expense of the Democrats' demise. YouGov polling with a major polling revelation. Data collected between June 6th and June 9th show that 52% of Republicans now, as well as 17% of all U.S. adult citizens, now describe themselves as MAGA Republicans. That number is up significantly since September of 2022, where just almost 3 years ago, it was only 38% of Republicans and 11% of U.S. adults. And then we have the media and the L.A. riots over ICE. YouGov conducted another poll on June 10th, polling 3,500 Americans on the nature of the ICE protests in L.A. Only 35% say it is mostly peaceful, compared to the 42% that say it is mostly violent. But according to Morning Joe on MSNBC and his cast of thousands, it's not really a big deal. Listen and watch this.
The facts are that Los Angeles is calming down, that there are no riots in the streets, that the activities of the protesters is confined to about 4 or 5 square blocks in a city, a tumultuous, large, sprawling city in America. 4 or 5 blocks, that's it. And Caddy Kay, the tale of two cities is being told by the media. It's amazing. We know this. We're in this business. But the impact of pictures that people see on their TV tell a story that's not really accurate. I mean, the flames, the cars being burned, the police being thrown, you know, concrete blocks at the police. That's been taken care of by the Los Angeles Police Department. They have restored order on their streets, and yet it's hard to understand the other tale being told by the administration.
Must be those cheap fakes on social media again. We are the media. You will believe what we tell you to believe. Your eyes are deceiving you. Just like with Joe Biden, he was cogent. More protests likely to happen, especially this upcoming weekend. Watch Caroline Leavitt school this person. Listen and watch this.
So if there were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade, President Trump would allow that?
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question. Raquel.
What a stupid question indeed. Protesting a military parade. 250 years. You may not like the price tag. You may not like the birthday element for Trump, but protesting the army? This is a totally unique event. This is giving you the freedom to protest. It's the military that is giving you all of these rights that you have by allowing America to be what it is against foreign or domestic invaders. But it's interesting how the left handles the military. When it comes to pronouns and the trans inclusion of the military, they get their backs up against the wall. When it comes to shipping off soldiers to fight endless pointless wars like Russia, Ukraine, they need and love their assistance. Any other time, though, they disrespect vets. They walk right past them. They don't even say hello or thank you. As far as I'm concerned, these brave souls deserve everything that they have earned this weekend. But finally, and most importantly, why are these riots popping up? Very interesting perspective here, because the left and their elitist bankrollers of paid protesters, they need death. They need tragedy. They need George Floyd 2.0. Think about this. Trump survived assassination attempts, but now they need someone else to die or the mission fails. Not my theory, Patrick Bet David's theory. He explained this with Jesse Waters. I think this is 1,000% accurate. Listen and watch this.
If they succeed in getting everybody else emotional, we know what game they're playing. June 14th is President Trump's 79th birthday, 250-year army. You got Flag Day. You got all this stuff that they're doing with America. They don't want to see any of these victories taking place. Axios article came out talking about 1,500 protests they're already planning in 50 states, funded by 100 progressive organizations, a lot of different NGOs. One of the Walton billionaires, Christy Walton, name was mentioned in New York Times. This is a $19, $20 billion type of person. A lot of this money, you hear Soros, all these other things that they're doing, they're planning this. You know what they're looking for? I hate to say this. They're looking for their next George Floyd. That is all they need. They need one person. They need one massive crisis. They have no policies. They have no good ideas. I've yet to see. I went on ChatGPT. I said, can you tell me what solutions Mayor Bass and Gavin Newsom have given to all these protesting? There is no solutions. It's meetings. It's suing Trump. Zero solutions. They have no ideas. They will lose miserably, but it's going to work on a small percentage of the populace.
I think what they're trying to do is bait police, bait the military, or any citizens into violence and then death, and then pin it on Donald Trump. Not sure that it works, but I think his theory is correct. The only thing different this time around, in Trump's first term, it happened in year four with George Floyd. This time around, they're trying to derail him in year one. Don't take the bait. They've got nothing. As PBD said, they've got no solutions and no policies. You can't just give them a gift. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders, where you can furnish your home and make a statement for summer, just like your boy. With one trip to Bucks County Estate Traders, browse over 16,000 pieces, all high-quality famous brands, meticulously cared for and curated by their experts. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in on X at 1210 WPHD, and of course in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. Hit the like and subscribe buttons while you are there. All right, Dawn Stensland, your thoughts on the good economic numbers, as well as the media lecturing us on what's going on with the riots in L.A.?
Well, you could see on their faces, they're all bummed out that these numbers tariff talk is not really impacting, you know, consumer confidence or the consumer price index or any of that. And that's what they have been hoping for. It's as if they're reporting this. Oh, darn it. These numbers are better than expected. You know, You know, the actual sending in the National Guard and the Marines actually worked. Darn. Where can we go now? And then, well, let's talk about the cost of this 250th commemoration of the United States Army, you know, to celebrate our military members who are willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. And so to celebrate military members and do this on a national scale. And so I want to know this. How come the media never looked into how much did it cost when Obama and Biden held these big pride events at the White House? Huge events that they held at the White House. How much did those cost?
Mm-hmm. Fair point.
Okay. Nobody questioned it because they were like, well, you can hold an event if you want to celebrate the pride and the LGBTQ plus IA community, you be you. And nobody really questioned it. But if you're going to start questioning the cost of every single thing, and then you think about the fact that we have a real problem to the point that they were saying it was critical to national security to ramp up recruitment, which is up, as we've given the numbers, skyrocketing military recruitment, separate out the Marines, but this is for the U.S. Army.
Yeah, Army just hit their goal.
We've been talking about this for how many years?
We just chatted with our gal last
Tracy
week.
Pinnacook.
Well,
yeah,
yes,
locally
her.
In Montgomery
also,
County.
Who we had last week for the vet spotlight. She was an Army vet, and they hit the goal with 4 months to go. I think their calendar year starts in October for recruiting, or September, and they hit it with 4 or 5 months to go.
So you think about this, that this, also this Saturday, is an event as well to celebrate those who've signed up, the new recruits, if you will, with the United States Army. And so what does that look like? So if they want to say, let's look at the cost of every celebratory event, okay, then let's do that. Let's go back to all the way back to the Obama administration, go to the Biden administration, look at all of the money spent on these parties. To me, I think that you could certainly justify having a parade when you had recruitment that was at the lowest levels that we've seen in a lifetime. This is important for the recruitment, and that's all a piece of this.
Yep. Speaking of prices, real quickly, as far as the economy goes, gas year over year down 12.5%, fuel oil down 8.5%, energy down 3.5%, fresh vegetables down 2.5%, smartphones, airfare, public transportation, leased vehicles, hotels, also down as well on the economic front. 855-839-1210. Let's go deeper into this military parade. I saw this yesterday. It was written from Variety talking about which networks will not even cover the parade and which one will. We'll do that when we come back. It's Kale and Company live here on a Thursday morning, and we're back after this.
I have some news, exciting news, from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. So Acura has just been named America's best value luxury brand in Kelley Blue Book's 2020-25 Consumer Choice Award. So what does it mean? It means top performance, cutting edge tech, unmistakable style, all with long-term value that you can trust. From the sporty Integra to the all-new ADX, Acura delivering more for your drive and your dollar. Visit Piazza Acura in Ardmore, Reading, or Westchester. You can always shop online. PiazzaAcura.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaAcura.com for all those special offers. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group. PiazzaAutoGroup.com. Tell Dawn Saint.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Paul McCartney heard this and was like, I need to do this. He admits to it. No, he admits to it.
So this is not a hot take.
No, this is not a hot take.
Okay.
The Beach Boys 1966 released Pet Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Brian Wilson dead at the age of 82.
Yes. As Rolling Stone says, Brian Wilson, Beach Boys co-founder and architect of pop.
Yep.
Dead at 82.
Paul McCartney heard this song and was like, we need to do this. And in 1967, a year after, they released Sgt. Pepper's. I mean, the Beatles. So,
and they admitted that USSR was a sort of a parody.
Yes.
Of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
I'll always remember as a little tyke at 6 years old watching TGIF, back when Friday night television was great.
Here we go.
The Beach Boys made a cameo in Full House.
Relevant to absolutely nothing. But thank you for that.
I'm looking at a picture of Brian Wilson from, God, this has to be the 70s. Definitely a 70s haircut vibe. And he looks like a scruffier, thicker bearded Dave Portnoy. Very interesting. I'll send this picture to you guys. Where would you put the... And maybe Phil Almquist, jump in as well if you can hear us, Phil, on your mic. Where would the Beach Boys rank on the pantheon of all-time greats? Is that Mount Rushmore level?
I just said, and Phil, your mic's up. I just said that without Brian Wilson and Pet Sounds, there would have been no... Like, it reinvented rock and roll. Like, it reinvented music in 1966. Phil, do you agree?
Yes, I agree. I still don't put them on Mount Rushmore, maybe just off, maybe like 5 or 6 for me.
So they're in your top 10 for sure.
Because for Phil, I don't think they're your cup of tea, but I think what Greg is what people talk about, and McCartney's been interviewed, that all the interviews are resurfacing now with the, you know, sad news that Brian Wilson has passed away. But McCartney has talked about the fact that the Beach Boys influenced, I mean, the way that they arranged, their style, their harmony.
Well, because people always remember, like, you know, Surfer Girl and Surfing Safari and, you know, Surfing USA. But I'm talking about, like, the actual, you know, like, when they got into the late 60s with Good Vibrations and all that stuff, like, that was revolutionary at the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody else was doing that.
Here's a quote from Brian Wilson, quote, "Early on, I learned that when I tuned the world out, I was able to tune in a mysterious, God-given music.
Oh, yeah.
It was my gift, and it allowed me to interpret and understand emotions I couldn't articulate."
He was nuts. He suffered from mental illness.
There's definitely a lot of people out there, though, that use music use music as a way to communicate.
Of course.
100%.
Give off their vibes and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right. Kale and Company. Brian Wilson. Dead at 82. Rest in peace. 6 o'clock hour. Also, rest in peace. 7 o'clock hour is coming up next, where we will go into this. The Trump military parade might not get a ton of coverage on all of legacy media. Why? We'll kick it around. Hour two is next. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.